And if we want this, that we want to die with La ilaha illallah, our death comes to us when we're saying La ilaha illallah, then what do we need? We need to stay together. We need to keep ourselves in the company of those who say La ilaha illallah. So that when we are slipping, they remind us. When we are falling, they remind us. Now sometimes there are people who will come and pull you. And sometimes we don't find a hand that will come and pull us out. So what do we need to do? Get up ourselves and go and sit in the company of those who will remind us of Allah. Don't just depend on others to pull you. Pull yourself also and go and attach yourself. The Prophet ﷺ is commanded in the Quran, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِ. You keep yourself firm in the company of those who remember Allah morning and evening. If the Prophet ﷺ is being told, stay in the company of those who remember Allah, then what about us? Because sometimes we complain that, oh, people who know the Quran, they have forgotten us. Well, have we remembered them? Have we bothered to go and be with them? They didn't go anywhere. We cut our connection with them. What does Allah say? Allah says, wa'tasimu. It's the responsibility of every person. Every person who cares about his iman. Hold on. Hold on firmly. Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an. Hold on firmly to the rope of Allah all together. All of you, O believers, together learn the Quran. Together follow it. Come together. Why? Because when you will be together, you will have strength. Because when a person fights a battle alone, when a person stands against the strong winds all by himself, then what will happen? He will fall. He will fail. He cannot be successful. Eventually, he will become weak and he will fall. So what is it that we need to do? We need to keep company with who? With Ahlul Iman. We need to sit with them. Why? So that we can also remember Allah. We need to meet with them. We need to keep in touch with them. And on getting together, don't just sip on tea. Don't just have coffee parties. And don't just share recipes and share ideas of how to look after your children, parenting advice and so on. Because these are the issues that generally women talk about. But in addition to all of this, also be concerned about holding on to the rope of Allah. That when you get together, also, together, wa'tasimu, together, what should you do? Hold on to the rope of Allah. Come together for what? For the Quran. Just as you come together for tea. Come together and remind yourselves. Encourage each other to hold on to the rope of Allah. Now the question is, what is the rope of Allah? What is Hablullah? The Hablullah is Kitabullah. It is the book of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, Kitabullah huwa Hablullah. It is the rope of Allah. Al-Mamdood mina samaa ila al-ard. It is the rope of Allah that is suspended from the sky to the earth. Meaning its one end is with Allah. And the other end is with who? The one who takes it. The rope is suspended. Allah has given the Quran. Now it is up to us. Do we hold on to the other end? Do we grab the other end? Do we take the Quran which Allah has given to us? Do we hold on to it? Or do we leave it? And how is it that we need to hold on to it? Individually? No. Allah says, jami'an, collectively. Collectively together. So as we're coming together over here, what are we doing? Holding on to the book of Allah. Not alone, but together. Because think about it. If you tried reviewing the entire juz at home yourself, would you be able to do it? What would happen after 15 minutes? A phone call. What would happen after half an hour? I have to cook. Then I need my tea break. Then I need to go somewhere. And now the kids are home and I'm busy. Right? So what happens when we come together, when we're sitting together? Then we are even hesitant to get up and go take a drink of water. Isn't it? When we're sitting together, we are encouraged to stay put until we reach the target. Until we complete what we came here to do. So, not just individually, but together, collectively. And collectively hold on to the book of Allah. This is in both ways. Physically, like we're doing over here, sitting together in one place, in one room, in one masjid. But not just that. If that is not possible for a person, then does it mean that he should not do anything? No. This can also be virtually, over the internet, over the phone, however possible. But a person must strive to keep connected with the Book of Allah. How? By holding his hand, her hand with who? Friends for the sake of Allah. Friends through the Qur'an. Together hold on to the Book of Allah. Because remember that the path of Jannah is the most difficult path. In hadith we learn that Jannah is surrounded with difficulties. Because you see, the more beautiful a place is, the more difficulty you have to endure to get there. Isn't that so? All the beautiful places in this world, is it easy to get there? No. Sometimes there is a long trek, a long drive, a long flight, right? But why is it that people go through that? Why? For what reason? In order to reach that beautiful place. So just like that, Jannah is surrounded with difficulties. The path to Jannah is not easy. And it is not easy to go on this path all alone. What do we need? We need friends by our sides. We need people with us. Together we face the storms. Together we face the difficulties. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا جَمِيعًا Together, all of you. The Prophet ﷺ said, the Book of Allah, the Book of Allah, the Exalted and Glorious, that is the rope of Allah. He who holds fast to it will be on right guidance, and he who abandons it will be in error. Letting go of the Book of Allah is like letting go of guidance, is like letting go of strength. What will happen to a person? He will fall. He will become weak. So what is necessary? That we hold on to this book. So وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا and وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not become divided. Because what happens? When we are walking with other people, then are there going to be differences? Yes, there will certainly be differences. But despite the differences, what should you do? Stay together. Because if you do not stay together, you cannot advance, you cannot go forward, you cannot prosper. The fact is that every person is different. We do not think the same way. We do not look the same. We do not dress the same way. We do not eat the same kind of food. We do not drink the same kind of tea. We don't drink the same kind of coffee. Isn't that so? Each person has their own taste, their own likes, their own dislikes. Each person is individual, unique, different from the other. So because of these differences, we should not become divided. It doesn't mean that everybody has to like the same thing. No, it's possible that I like something, but you like something else. But just because we like different things, does that mean that we should not come together for a greater goal, for a greater cause? No. Leave aside your differences and focus on the goal. Focus on what you are striving towards. And this is what we see the Sahaba did. When the Prophet ﷺ ordered them at one occasion to reach a particular place before Asr. What happened? Some of the Sahaba, they said, it's time for Asr. If we don't pray now, we will miss our prayer. So they said, we're going to pray. Others said, but no, the Prophet ﷺ told us we should only pray Asr when we reach our destination. So they didn't pray. But we don't learn that they abandoned each other. They said, you go your way, I go my way. No, they still stayed together. A group of the Sahaba prayed, and the other group did not pray. When they reached their destination together, that is where they prayed. And the Prophet ﷺ was not upset with any one of them. There are differences, there are disputes, there are arguments. But just because of these differences, we should not cut off and split away from each other. Because when we split away from each other, what are we doing? We are bringing weakness to ourselves. We are putting ourselves in danger. Somebody told me about this incident lately, about these two individuals who were deported to a particular country, and they were not being accepted in any country, so they were just left in the middle of a forest somewhere. And when they were left, they were given limited supplies, and they were told that a village is nearby. So the two people, they were walking there, and in the middle they came across hyenas also in the middle of the night, and they fought them back. And one person said to the other that, look, stay with me, we need to be together. And he didn't listen. He didn't listen, he went his own way because he disagreed with him. And so this man, he continued his journey. In the next morning, he saw that person had been killed by some animal. So he buried that man, and then he found some shepherds, some herdsmen, and then he reached a village. And this is a true story. This is the reality, that when we split away from each other, then what are we doing? Putting ourselves in danger. Because strength is where? In unity, not in being alone. Because think about it, how much can we do ourselves individually? We cannot. We cannot. We have to combine our efforts. Each person brings his own skill and talent and contribution. And together as a team, we achieve more. So Allah says, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Yes, you have differences, but do not become divided. And remember the favor of Allah upon you. Remember Allah's favor upon you when you were enemies and He brought your hearts together and you became by His favor brothers. Prior to Islam, the Sahaba, they had much hatred for one another. They fought many battles. What brought them together was their one belief, one iman, one Qur'an, their belief in one God, one Allah. This is what brought them together, what united them. They came together not because they agreed with each other over everything. Not because all of a sudden everybody was on the same page. No, they had their differences still. They had their arguments. But because their center of life became one, because of that one goal, what happened? They overcame their differences. They put aside their differences and they loved one another for the sake of Allah. You see, loving each other for the sake of Allah also is not something that is easy. We make this claim very easily. I love you for Allah. I love you for Allah. But this is not a simple claim. It's a very big claim. Because when we love somebody because of the material benefits we give them, then what happens? As long as we receive those material benefits, we love them. We are happy with them. But when we love someone for the sake of Allah and we're saying to them that I love you not because you give importance to me. I love you not because you give me gifts. I love you not because you message me so frequently. I love you not because you do this to me and you do that to me. I love you because you remind me of Allah. I love you because I sit with you when I read the book of Allah. So, even if there will be times when I will get annoyed because of what you say, I will still overlook that. And I will not leave you because you are my companion when it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is love for the sake of Allah. Because you see, the best of friends even, the closest of people even, what happens between them? Are there differences? Yes. Are there times when they will hurt each other? Annoy each other? Yes. This will happen. When one will have to sacrifice? When one will have to give up? When one will have to contribute? Yes, these things will happen. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the sake of Allah. How much that man suffered for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gave up his money. He gave up his honor. He suffered so much for his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why did he love Rasulullah? Because he loved Allah. He loved Allah. That is why he loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, what is it that we need to remember? Allah's favor of guidance. Remember, Allah blessed us with Islam, with Quran, and the people that we're sitting with, Allah is blessing us with them also, with their companionship also. So let's get over our differences and stay together, remain together. Think about it. If you're coming here with a friend of yours every day, and then today she says something to you that you get annoyed with, and tomorrow you don't call her, so she doesn't give you a ride, or you don't give her a ride, then what will happen? Either you won't be able to come, or she won't be able to come. Isn't it so? Then one is going to be left behind. One is going to suffer. So, why is it that we will overlook our differences? Because our goal is one. And what is that goal? Allah. What is that goal? Kitabullah. So remember the favor of Allah upon you. When you were enemies, He brought your hearts together and you became, by Allah's favor, brothers. And you were on the edge of a pit of the fire. Think about it. Without iman, in your hatred, what were you like? Where were you? Literally standing at the edge of a pit of fire. And Allah saved you from it. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses that you may be guided. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ And let there be arising from you, O Muslims, a nation, a group, inviting to all that is good. A group of you Muslims, their goal in life should be to do what? Call people to khayr. Now what is khayr? Quran is khayr. Everything the Quran tells us is khayr. All works of righteousness. So there must be some Muslims who dedicate their lives to this cause. Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, he made hijrah before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to Medina to teach people Islam. And what did he do? He taught them the Quran. At his hands, so many people embraced Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, towards the end of his life, he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal all the way to Yemen. And when Mu'adh was leaving, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was instructing him, and he told him that it is quite possible that you will not see me again. That next time you come to Medina, you will see my grave. And Mu'adh wept because of that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comforted him that people who fear Allah are close to me. Yes, there is a huge space between you and me, but if you fear Allah, you are upon the path of righteousness, then we are together. So, some Muslims, what should they do? They should spend their time, their talent, in what? Calling people to khair. And if we cannot do this full time, then at least whenever we have the opportunity, if we read something beneficial, we hear a good lecture, why keep this khair to ourselves? What should we do? يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ Call others to this good also. Call other people also. Come and benefit. Because when we find something that is truly beneficial and we like it, then we cannot just keep it to ourselves. Then we must share that treasure with others also. And وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ They must also enjoin what is right. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلِى الْمُنْكَرِ And forbid what is wrong. What is right? That which Allah likes. What is wrong? That which Allah dislikes. That which is forbidden in the Sharia. That which is harmful to the people. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Look at these words. It is those who will be successful. Who will be successful? Those who call to good. Those who command that which is right, who forbid that which is wrong. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا It is emphasized that do not be like the ones who become divided. You should remain together. Don't become like those people who become divided, who separate from one another. Why? Because of their worldly benefits, for their selfish desires. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا And they differed مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ After the clear proofs had come to them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ And those will have a great punishment. Sectarianism, becoming divided up, is something that is evil. Especially when it happens amongst those who are working for the religion of Allah. Amongst Muslims. Why? Because such people who become divided, what happens to them? They suffer in this world and certainly they will suffer in the next life also. Look at the example of Yahud and Nasara. Look at the example of the Muslims who have become divided. Has this not led to much bloodshed? Has this not led to much opposition of one another? Instead of coming together and combining our efforts and putting them to a good, useful cause, what are we doing? Our efforts are against each other. We are destroying each other, breaking the strength of one another. Why? Because we're not willing to give up our ego. What does Allah say? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ For many of us, the most beloved thing to us is what? Our own selves, our own ego. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ On that day, on the day of judgment, some faces will be glowing, they will be shining, they will be white, they will be radiant. Why? Because of their iman. There was faith inside, their hearts were pure, their hearts were shining with the light of iman. Now that shine, that glow will surface where? On the face. This doesn't mean that the color of the skin will change. It means that the face will be radiant, shining, glowing. That brightness will surface where? On the face. And it happens when a person is peaceful, happy inside. Then what happens? Do you see that glow and happiness on the face? Yes. And when a person is miserable, unhappy, angry, full of hate, full of kufr inside, full of bad feelings for another person, does that surface on the face? Of course it does. Now on the Day of Judgment, remember, our spiritual condition will be our physical condition. So on that day, some faces will turn white and some faces will turn black. The person whose heart is clean, loving, pure, ikhlas, there's ikhlas in the heart, then that person's face will become likewise. And he whose heart is dirty, stained with the sins, stained with the marks of sins, then his face will also will be overcome with gloom. As for those whose faces will be blackened, whose faces will be covered in gloom, to them it will be said, did you disbelieve after your belief? أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ What is this kufr? It is their division. We see over here in the context, what is this kufr? It is the division. That just because of ego, opposing one another, refusing to cooperate with each other, and in that, even rejecting parts of the Qur'an. Imam Abu Hanifa, he said, that when we used to argue, we argued, why? In order to save the faith of the other person. And when you argue in order to condemn the other person to hellfire. And this is true. That as Muslims, when we do have a discussion with another Muslim, what is our goal? Prove the other wrong. Prove that he is doing shirk. Prove that he is committing kufr. So that he will be condemned to hellfire. Imam Abu Hanifa said, when we argued, when we debated with each other, we did it to save each other. And you are doing it to send each other to hellfire. And when a person wants another Muslim to end up in hellfire, what is this? This is a kind of kufr. Because who are we to judge the fate of another? So, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ Did you disbelieve after your belief? Earlier we learned that the one who refuses to do Hajj, even for him kufr is mentioned. And not obeying Allah and His Messenger, that is also kufr. And division, that is also a form of kufr. Why? Because it leads to kufr. فَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ Then taste the punishment for what you used to reject. But as for those whose faces will be white, glowing, shining, they will be within the mercy of Allah. They will abide therein eternally. These are the verses of Allah. We recite them to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in truth. And Allah wants no injustice to the worlds. Allah does not intend injustice to the people of the worlds. Allah does not want to punish the people. He wants good for the people, guidance for the people. And this is why He has sent these clear verses. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. And to Allah will all matters be returned. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ You are the best nation produced as an example for mankind. You, O Muslim Ummah, have been produced in order to save mankind. Earlier we learned that we are ummatan wasatan. What is wasat? The ummah that is in the middle, meaning that is the connection between Allah and the creation. That if the people want to learn about Allah, they need the knowledge of Allah about Allah through who? Through us. Because Allah has given this knowledge to who? To us. It is in the book that is sitting in front of us. So we are the connection. We, Allah has chosen us. Why? So that we convey this Qur'an to others. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ You enjoin what is right. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And forbid what is wrong. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ And you believe in Allah. This is why Allah has chosen us. To fulfill this obligation of conveying God's word to humanity. And we need to see that my life, what is it going in? My days, what are they going in? In just savoring the world? Are we just enjoying the blessings in this world? Enjoying our children, enjoying our houses, enjoying good food, enjoying shopping, enjoying buying clothes, and then washing them and ironing them and putting them on and then changing them? And is this what our life is about? One style of makeup after the other? Is this what our life is about? Is this why Allah produced us? Is this why Allah honored us with Islam? Allah honored us with Islam so that we take it, we apply it in our lives, and we also give it to others. Because people are dying in kufr. People are lost in their grief, in their misery. Who's going to help them? Who's going to take them out? If those who have this knowledge are living in their comfort, sleeping in their comfort, then who is going to go and do this job? Who's going to fulfill this obligation? Think, my life, my time, where is it going? Where is it going? Am I just enjoying my life? Or am I also thinking about serving Allah, serving humanity, serving the creation, helping them also? Because Allah says, you enjoin what is right. Because we take a lot of pride in being the Muslim Ummah, being the chosen people. Yes, we should be happy. Because Allah tells us, kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best nation. And we should be happy about this. But when is it that we have the right to be happy about this? When we are doing the next part also. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Who can order what is right and forbid that which is wrong? The one who himself is doing right. And the one who himself is keeping away from wrong. Only then he can tell others also. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you believe in Allah. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ. And if the people of the book believed, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. It would have been best for them. But they did not. And so their honor was taken away. And this is a threat. That if we also don't do this job, then what will happen? Allah will give this task to somebody else. He will use other people for the same task. Allah has given us the Qur'an. Now it's our job to implement it, to take it on. If we don't take it further, if we don't pass it on, then who will pass it on? Somebody else will. And we see so many people in the world are doing such great things to spread the word of Allah. To spread iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people are being guided through others. The question is, who is being guided through me? What is my share? What is my contribution? Because remember, the deen of Allah will not stop. It will not stop spreading. What will stop is the reward that we could be getting. We need to be greedy for that reward. Among them are believers, but most of them are defiantly disobedient. Because the fact is that when a person has knowledge and he doesn't take it seriously, then what does he become? Defiantly disobedient. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that if any man is among a people in whose midst he does acts of disobedience, and though they are able to make him change his acts, they do not change, meaning they do not stop him, then Allah will punish all of them before they die. Meaning before they leave this world, the entire people will be punished. Why? Because they did not do nahi anil munkar. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he said that you must keep, continue to call to good. And you must continue to forbid evil. You must continue to encourage one another to do good. Or Allah will destroy you all with the punishment. Or will make your evil ones your leaders. And your righteous shall make dua, but their duas will not be accepted. They will not harm you. Who? The people of the scripture. They will not harm you except for some annoyance. Because the thing is that once, that if you live your own life, you just perform your own prayers in your house, you just wear your hijab and you give your sadaqah and you do your qiyam, nobody's going to say anything to you. But the moment you tell other people, sister, you should also read Quran. Sister, you should also do some hifz. Sister, you should also do this. Then what happens? People start getting upset with you. What does Allah say? Any kind of such annoyance that comes your way, remember, it's only adha. It's not a big deal. It's only words. How much loss can people cause you? It's just a little bit of anger. What are they going to do? They're going to yell at you. They're going to scream at you. They're going to say something negative about you. It's okay. Just remain firm. And be strong inside. And don't give up. And if they fight you, they will show you their backs. And then they will not be aided. They have been put under humiliation by Allah wherever they are overtaken, except for a covenant from Allah and a rope from the Muslims. And they have drawn upon themselves anger from Allah and have been put under destitution. That is because they disbelieved in the verses of Allah and killed the prophets without right. That is because they disobeyed and habitually transgressed. This was especially about those at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. They are not all the same. What a fair statement is being made. That all the people of the scripture, they're not the same. Among the people of the scripture is a community standing in obedience, reciting the verses of Allah during periods of the night and prostrating in prayer. Reciting Quran in prayer in the night is better than reciting Quran during the day. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ They believe in Allah and the last day, and they enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and hasten to good deeds. And those are among the righteous. And whatever good they do, never will it be removed from them. Because there is no bias against groups and communities. What matters is not what group we belong to, what blood we have, what country we are from. That because we belong to a certain race, then Allah loves us, or He does not like us. No. What matters is our actions, our iman. وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوهُ Their good deeds will not be rejected. Allah will appreciate their deeds. And Allah is knowing of the righteous. Allah had honored this nation by granting them ilm. But when a person does not do amal on their ilm, and nor does he share it with others, so that they can do amal on it, then what happens? This ilm is not a source of honor anymore. But when a person acts on the knowledge that Allah has given, then what happens? This knowledge becomes a source of honor for him. Indeed, those who disbelieve, never will their wealth or their children avail them against Allah at all. And those are the companions of the fire. They will abide therein eternally. The example of what they spend in this worldly life is like that of a wind containing frost, which strikes the harvest of a people who have wronged themselves and destroys it. And Allah has not wronged them, but they wrong themselves. Allah has not wronged them. Who has wronged them? Why have these people suffered such a huge loss? Because of who? Because of themselves. Because this is what will happen on the Day of Judgment to the deeds of those people who disbelieve in Allah. Why? Because their iman is not correct. So if iman is not correct, then great works of charity also become useless. So what is it that we need to protect? Iman. And what is it that we need to be most concerned about? For the people also, their iman.